For our piece segment, we're talking with Marcia Hopple. And for 21 years, Grannies for Peace have had a presence at the annual Tula Fest in Albany, which starts on Saturday, May 11th. So Marcia, can you tell us about this event and why are you still doing it 21 years later?
Thanks, Mark. I'm one of the many members of Women Against War, and Grannies for Peace is a project of Women Against War. And yes, the women have showed up rain or shine, and that'll still be the case if it's raining on Saturday at the Tulip Festival in downtown Albany each year around Mother's Day. And it's really Mother's Day that we kind of are triggered by. Anyway, our theme this year is Gaza, send food, not bombs. I guess, and the answer to your question, Mark, is about why we keep showing up is because, unfortunately, there's always wars and there's always terrible things about war happening to women and children, especially, that we focus on. So there will be, 20 to 30 of us. And then this year, we're lucky to have at least a couple women from the new Upper Hudson Valley chapter of Code Pink join us. Code Pink is a national women's organization for peace, and the Upper Hudson Valley will actually have their own vigil after ours at 2:30 in about the same spot. What else can I answer for you?
Well, I assume this has been going on for 21 years, that the first event perhaps was tied to the wars going on in Iraq and Afghanistan at that point.
That's right. We had tried other things like a fast for peace that went on for 102 days, but we decided to form Grannies for Peace and start doing about three actions, maybe four a year, one of which is always at the Tulip Festival. It's an enormous crowd. So we get a lot of people who ask us questions. We hand out leaflets that, for instance, this year would help people understand things like the horrors in Gaza, and that we're opposed to that, and that the leaflet will call on the U.S. to not send the bombs that are raining down on Gaza. Things like that are what we try to accomplish.
Now, are you looking for participants, grannies, to join you at this event? And Grannies of Peace, are grannies one of the groups that sing?
No, not this grannies. I think there's a grannies group that does sing. Ours does not. Ours has women in it who have gotten to be almost 100 years old in the time we've been doing this, by the way, and they keep coming, like Pat Beadle, for instance, in her wheelchair. But we welcome people of all ages to join us. Yes, it's one reason to make sure people like you know about it and get the word out, is that we welcome people of all ages, and we always get a lot of attention from people of all ages when we're there with our signs. Grannies provides the signs. It's kind of a quiet vigil. It's not loud like some Gaza vigils are or other causes, but we get a lot of looks and a lot of engagement with the people going by with our leaflets and just having conversations. And lately with social media, people come up and take their picture with us too, which at first seemed very strange to us, but now we enjoy it.
Is there a particular location where you do this event in Washington Park?
Well, there's a very, very large towering Moses statue in the park in the midst of many of the tulips. It's not far from Madison Avenue, near Madison Avenue edge of the park, and a little bit east of there on the grass, outside of the area where all the vendors are and the food trucks and so forth. It's near the statue. So that's how to find us. If you're not familiar with the park, I'm certainly happy to have people call me to get help in finding us. Do you want me to give my number?
Sure.
If you want help with what's going on and you need directions, it's Marcia at 518-283-5353.
And what will some of the literature that you'll be handing out this weekend say, or points that it will make?
It'll make the point that this is just a horrible starvation situation and other terrible things about the situation in Gaza. It'll call on the U.S. not to send the bombs that are raining down on Gaza. A third point will be to res for the U.S. to restore funding to UNRWA, the United Nations Refugee Agency, which was accused by Israel of engagement with Hamas. And then the fourth point, would, and this is all still being written up, and it will be printed at the last minute, some of the details, is a call for this for ceasefire. Of course, keep the U.S. keep pressure on Israel to find a way to a ceasefire.
Now, since you've been doing this for 21 years, has the crowd's reaction to this event changed over time?
Yeah, that was probably the most obvious thing about the change over time to us is that we may not be as actively on social media as a lot of the people that go by. So at first, when people would stop and take our picture, but also hand their camera to their friend and come up and get in the picture with us, we thought that was very strange and kind of inappropriate. But it actually turned out to be delightful. I mean, people would come up and get their picture taken, and we assume send it on to somebody else, showing the signs that say what our theme is that year, like Black Lives Matter or whatever the theme was in any given year. And so we realized that this is a good thing. And then sometimes we'd get into conversation. We've always had conversations with people, but depending on, because we have some women, some grannies go out more into the sidewalk and offer leaflets and talk to people. We have seen more of that, I think, in recent years.
And what are some of the other things that Women Against War are doing these days?
Well, we use that we're starting to plan for this summer. We usually go to the food festival at the Empire State Plaza, talk about crowds. That's another time we get big crowds. And we go on some theme. We'll see what that would be this summer. But we're going to try to plan something with this new chapter of Code Pink. Very eager younger women are getting started on that. So we helped hold up signs and take signs to their recent event at the Troy Farmers Market, their first action that they had planned up here in the Upper Hudson Valley. And they're also going to have an action this Saturday after Women Against Wars, right on the same spot and at 2:30, where they are also protesting the situation in Gaza and have their own, I think their theme is Mourning Mothers, Mourning, mothers in the case of Gaza killing so many civilians. And they'll hang out or lay out on the ground children's clothing that shows the fact that children are dying under the rubble many times in Gaza. So we're planning things like that, trying to get a speaker about China, and trying to keep China from being demonized and dismissed as a potential partner for many good purposes in this globe. I think that probably answers your question about the kinds of things we do are often speakers or standing at the corner of Wolf Road and Central Avenue with signs about something that is a problem and getting the attention of people in their cars.
So we only have about a minute left, so I asked a bunch of questions. You can answer what you want. Can you remind us that the time on Saturday, May 11th, this has been 21 years. Are you discouraged or encouraged that you're still doing this here at 21 years? And if people want to connect more with Women Against War, Grannies of Peace, how best to do that in 30 seconds?
Well, Women Against War has a website, womenagainstwar.org, and that's a good way to go write to, if you want to do an email, write to info@womenagainstwar.org. The time on Saturday is at 2 p.m. Come a little early so you can find us and so that you can get a sign to hold and get in position with us. I think I'm encouraged about the fact that this new chapter of Code Pink has started, and so we'll have kind of a successor organization, I hope, to keep pushing the US to have better foreign policy positions.
Well, thank you very much, Marsha Hopple, Grannies of Peace. And Saturday, May 11th, this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.